What does the gray fox population look like in the state?
For any species, it's exceedingly rare to have a population estimate, and when there is, it's a range of numbers. We don't know with gray foxes. I mean, it's just not financially or logistically possible to come up with, statewide population estimates. Having said that, based off of, observation data, including from, the bow hunter index that's done in Indiana, a lot of other Midwest states, we know the population's going down. In Indiana, they seem to be more concentrated in the southern part of the state, simply because, there's more forested land there. It's next to, Kentucky. When you get farther north, they might when it where it's more heavily agricultural, there's fewer observations. And then when we get up towards the Michigan border, where you might pick up a little bit more forested land, or they're coming from Michigan and dispersing into Indiana, we've picked up some observations there as well. So there's certainly no population estimate for gray foxes for any state that I'm aware of.
What makes the gray fox so unique? What does it exactly look like?
Well, it's not really closely related to any other fox or canid. It's very small, obviously, compared to even a red fox. It's one of the unique things about gray foxes that I find quite interesting is its ability to climb trees. And, undoubtedly, it's going to use that as an escape mechanism from species such as coyotes. It may not be effective towards bobcats or something like that, but it's certainly an interesting trait.
Well, Tim, what are you going to be doing during this research as far as observation and collection?
It's a very comprehensive project. It's 3 years of field data collection and then 1 year of data analysis. So it's a for gray foxes, this is on par with what a white-tailed deer project would be. So it's, to my knowledge, the largest, most comprehensive project ever on gray foxes. So our goal overall in both of these multi-county study sites is to capture and radio collar 40 to 70 gray foxes over the 3 year period to collect data. And so we're going to be looking at how many are surviving during that period, something called cause-specific mortality. So when we can, we'll determine, how the when we have a fox that's died that's wearing a radio collar, we'll do a necropsy trying to determine why it died, if it had, any diseases and stuff like that. And even during capture, we're collecting blood and tissue samples for disease monitoring. We can look at habitat use between the two study sites.
What is your ultimate goal of this once it's completed? What do you hope to do with this research results?
Our goal is to formulate some recommendations for management. What recommendations could we make that might improve their populations? And so that'll be obviously a DNR decision about, what can be implemented based off of the decision-making process, which includes ecology and economics and the social side of things and all these other things. So,
Thank you for all the work that you do and are doing, and keep us updated.
well, thanks so much, Taylor.